This is a CKTZ News Update. A recent local housing review by the Cortez Island Housing Society notes there's still lots to do in order to qualify for support from the BC government's housing ministry. Having achieved charitable status, Society President Elizabeth Anderson says they're able to apply for both government and bank loans to complete pre-development work necessary to get the so-called Rainbow Ridge project underway, aimed at creating 20 rental units.
We suspect that we may be farther down the list of, receiving monies than we would like to hope. And so we're trying a different route at this point. We're going to look for alternate money. We're trying Van City, and then if we get money from Van City, what we're asking for is about $200,000 to do our what we call pre-development work, which we have done a lot of already. We've done quite a bit of pre-development work, but there's still more to do. If we get that, then we'll go ahead and do that, and then we'll be really ready when they have another opening for funds from BC Housing.
Anderson says the Society has already hired Iredale Architecture from Victoria, BC, as they already have experience with projects on the Gulf Islands. Anderson adds that a representative from the firm recently paid a visit.
I met with him last week, and he was very helpful. We walked around the property, and we also showed him our plans up to date, and he made some recommendations. He looked at the land where we're going to build. He says, oh, yes. He says, this is going to be really easy to build on. And he gave us some excellent ideas, ways to reduce the cost, because at this point, we absolutely have to reduce costs because building costs have gone way up in the last year. So, all right, well, what are we going to do? So he gave us some excellent ideas. Well, we need him to help us figure out then what are we going to do, where is all the infrastructure going, right? We had an idea where the infrastructure was going, and he pointed out how the plan that we had so far, that infrastructure could be at risk. So it's going to take a slight modification to make that better, and will also reduce the costs involved that we had already planned. So this is like really good to know.
The severe housing shortage on Cortez Island is well established. With a year-round population of 1,000 residents, Anderson says there are already 156 applicants for the mixed rental housing units envisioned for Rainbow Ridge.
We could probably have a lot more on the waiting list because I can think of people who aren't even on it who would probably be very happy to be there. But that's something that's being worked on. And something else that we want to do is find out how many single people there are. So, how many studio apartments would be needed, how many couples there are. Couples can only have a single bedroom. They can't have two bedrooms. So we have to figure out exactly who is serious and, what we need to supply them with. And then how many families are looking for a place.
Anderson says that with such a demand for housing, vetting and selecting applicants will be challenging. But the local housing society has some basic criteria and would prefer to cast a wide net.
Need will be one. And the way, if we go through BC Housing, there's a certain percentage have to be subsidized, and a certain percentage have to be market value, and a certain percentage have to be percentage of your income. So there's like three different categories. And if we don't go through them, then we won't be able to have subsidized housing. We'll have housing that's affordable, but not subsidized.
Anderson adds that with demand for housing urgent and government support benefiting the widest spectrum of individuals, but requiring many steps and stages, it's tough to know when shovels will hit the ground.
We're just trying to figure out a way to make it work. And all of this is flexible still. And, we just want to make sure that we start building soon rather than waiting and waiting and waiting for BC Housing. Who knows what's going to happen, you know, and you get a change in government and come on. We need to be able to have some more control in our hands to provide housing for residents. You have somebody who's not got any place to live, for instance, and we're not trying to cater to anybody who just wants to come and live on Cortez. We're trying to cater to people who are struggling to stay on Cortez and have been here and, you know, have jobs, or people maybe who have a history of being on Cortez but had to leave because they just couldn't find a place. So, you know, we've got those. And it has to be, you know, somebody who can prove that they can get along with everybody to some degree. I mean, you don't have to be the most sociable person in the world, but we don't want to have a lot of issues that we have to deal with.
Anderson says, realistically, 2023 is the year construction on the project will get underway. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.